A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Be compassionate as your Father is compassionate. Do not judge, and you will not be judged yourselves. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned yourselves. Grant pardon, and you will be pardoned. Give, and there will be gifts for you, a full measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be poured into your lap, because the amount you measure out is the amount you will be given back." The Gospel of the Lord. We may see Jesus' word as a simple 1, 2, 3, 4 checklist. Be compassionate, do not judge, do not condemn, grant pardon, and then, of course, give. But it is not that simple, because it is a complicated thing to be compassionate as the Heavenly Father is compassionate. How on earth do we get it right, and what does it mean anyway? In the original Greek, Luke uses here a word which he only uses in this place. The same word occurs in the letter of St. James, chapter 5, verse 11. But here, the word only occurs in Luke's Gospel once. The word is oiktirmon, oiktirmon. And that gives us pause, because there's nothing else in the Gospel we can compare it to. So instead of seeing Jesus' words as a checklist, we can see it as an introduction and explanation. Be compassionate as your Father is compassionate. Hearing those words, we say, how on earth do we get that right? And the word is strange, oiktirmon, because Luke's Gospel is full of Jesus' emotion of compassion. He uses compassion in his parables, and the word there usually used is splanchnitzomai, which really means the churning of the insides. But here we have oiktirmon. So what on earth can it mean? Be compassionate as your Father is compassionate is the introduction. The content of being compassionate as our Father is compassionate is, do not judge, do not condemn, grant pardon, give. That is what defines the divine compassion that we are to strive after. For this word oiktirmon in the Greek implies being sympathetic to, being open to, being understanding of someone else, giving them the time to explain themselves, not jumping to conclusions about their actions. And we as human beings jump to conclusions all the time. And of course, social media is rife with all the wrong conclusions being jumped to all the time. A person makes a mistake in their lives, and suddenly their entire life is colored and judged by the one moment in which they were simply being stupid, silly, sinful. That is not the way that God looks at us. God continually looks for the good, not to condemn us, not to give a sentence about our actions, especially our wrong actions, but rather to be open to us, to understand, to accept and to move on to something better. Judging, condemning, and not giving pardon implies blame. And God does not seek to blame. God seeks to bring to perfection. God seeks to bring to wholeness. God seeks to bring to integrity, as our first reading has reminded us. And that cannot rely on judgment and condemnation and not wanting to pardon. It can only rely on giving. Giving the time to someone to help them understand their actions and move on. To give time to ourselves, not to judge and to jump to conclusions, but to really diligently and with integrity seek out what can be better for the future. Blame has everything to do with the past and nothing to do with the future. And Lent is all about the future of Easter, the future of life restored and transformed into divine glory. That is what we should aim for. And that is the essence of this compassion of which Jesus speaks in Luke's Gospel, this oiktirmon, which allows us to be open to others so as to open them and ourselves to a glorious future. Amen.